The Egyptian pharaohs, like King Khufu, were extremely religious. One of their beliefs was that their bodies had to be mummified. That is, preserved by wrapping in bandages. The body of the king, called a mummy, was then placed in a special casket called a sarcophagus. Then, they believed it was very important to build impressive tombs, like the pyramids, to ensure their success in the afterlife. The pyramids were built to accommodate not only the body of the pharaoh, but also food, treasures, jewelry, and precious objects to accompany the fairy's soul on its journey into the afterlife. The first Egyptian pyramids were called step pyramids, because they rose level by level instead of having smooth, sloping sides, like the ones at Giza. A famous architect called Imhotep built the first step pyramid as a monument to a pharaoh called Zoser. Later, the first smooth-sided pyramids, such as the ones still standing at Meddur, were built. A step pyramid was constructed, then the sides were filled in to make them smooth, like the ones at Giza. The Great Pyramid of Khufu is considered the most impressive of all Egyptian pyramids, which is why it's a wonder. It was built to very precise measurements. Its sides, for example, slope at 51 degrees, and were once covered with a casing of splendid white marble. The pyramid has a special chamber inside, where King Khufu is buried. An entrance on the north face of the pyramid leads to the burial chamber, and also to other rooms and corridors through the Grand Gallery. This architectural marvel is a corridor 47 meters, 154 feet long, and 8.5 meters, 28 feet high. At the very center of the pyramid is the King's Chamber, where Khufu's sarcophagus lies. Like the chamber itself, the sarcophagus of the king is made of red granite rock. There is another chamber in the pyramid called the Queen's Chamber, but there is no queen buried there. This chamber was the original king's chamber, but the pharaoh, for some reason, changed his mind